Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. There are two paths to democratic decay: constitutional retrogression or authoritarian reversion. A reversion is a rapid and near complete collapse of democratic institutions, a coup. Our institutions are strong despite the January 6th insurrection, so that doesn't necessarily concern me. On the other hand, retrogression, subtle incremental erosion of some of the basic institutions of democracy occurring simultaneously. The most important are competitive elections, rights of political speech and association, and the rule of law. The risk of reversion in democracies around the world has declined, but the risk of retrogression has spiked. The United States is neither exceptional nor immune from these changes, and the constitutional safeguards against our retrogression are proving to be defective. Maintaining our constitutional liberal democracy depends less on our institutions than on the qualities of political leadership, popular resistance, and partisan politics. That liberal democratic rule within the rule of law requires citizens committed to that form of government should be a no-brainer. It is therefore quite alarming that over the past three decades, the proportion of U.S. citizens who say they believe it would be a good or a very good thing for the army to rule has spiked from 1 in 16 to 1 in 6. Among a cohort of rich Americans, the proportion of those who look favorably on military rule is more than 1 in 3. The popular support that works as democracy's rebar seems to be eroding with alarming speed. It is also well established that economic inequality is associated with increasing acceptance of authoritarian rule. This bodes ill for the United States. Income shares are the top 10%, and the rest of us diverge sharply between 1980 and today. The structural forces producing wage stagnation across much of the income spectrum are beyond bear. The only way America will remain a force for human progress is if the American people value truth, fulfill their civic duty, and reserve apathy for the superficial things in life. To be worthy of our democratic inheritance, we must protect America by living up to our civic duty. Duties which include removing corrupt politicians from public office, making rationally informed voting decisions, and relinquishing blind loyalty associated with partisanship. Our civic duties are born out of our values. It's impossible to fulfill our duties as citizens unless we value truth more than comfort, sustainability over short-term gratification, and excellence over mediocrity. The more we accept the status quo, the more likely the corrupt will rule, high crimes will go unpunished, and America will serve unenlightened ends. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.